listening to Beyond Ability. We're a group of people seeking meaningful connections and conversations with others in our community. We'll be talking about topics like
music,
communication,
current events,
culture,
technology,
talent,
advice,
business,
education,
leadership.
And this is just to name a few. Our interests are vast and they continue to grow. We hope you enjoy today's episode. My name's Kim, and with me is AJ. We sat down with Darren to talk about acting.
I remember we had talked previously about your history with acting. And I was curious, how did you get started acting?
By watching others act.
How long have you been acting?
Well, 13 years.
13 years, that's a long time.
So first, I started theater 14 years ago, but recently I started filming and stuff 13 years ago. Yeah.
Do you prefer to do more of a virtual production, or do you prefer to do production in person?
Kind of both.
Kind of both. So are you kind of a behind-the-scenes guy, too, when you do production?
Mm-hmm.
You like the digital side of it, computers and things? Cool. And then how long had you been in production-wise? So behind the scenes, how long have you kind of been behind the scenes as well?
A few years, I think, or more.
Pretty cool. So what requirements are needed to become an actor?
I learned this all my life. Never, ever, ever, when you're being filmed, don't look at the camera or your director.
Good advice. Good advice.
That is very good advice. So do you feel like it requires having some instincts to be an actor? Do you feel like it's something that has to come naturally? Or do you think people can learn to do it over time?
Naturally and learn it.
So a mixture of both.
Pretty cool.
So what advice would you give someone who wants to start acting?
I know there's always stage fright, but you're going to do fine.
So for those that maybe have a little bit of anxiety starting out with acting, it's something maybe they just need to push through.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So what do you do outside of acting? What kind of hobbies do you have?
Make projects for people, DVDs, CDs, play video games, watch TV.
Cool. And so you said you make projects for people. What kind of projects are you working on?
CDs and DVDs.
Nice. So really CDs cool. Like music.
With pictures. Yeah.
Cool. Nice. So you kind of create a production for other people to watch.
Mm-hmm.
How do you find time to manage working and acting?
And then my work schedule is now it's 1:30 to 2:30 theater instead of 9:30 to noon.
So was that something that maybe the pandemic brought on? The schedule changed?
Yeah.
Before COVID happened, did you find it easy to kind of balance working and production work? Or was it kind of a little bit difficult at times?
Difficult and easy.
And besides work and acting, what is important to you?
I got Netflix recently, so that's keeping me busy.
Nice. Yes, Netflix is always it's a great place to go if you don't have much to do, for sure.
I love Netflix.
I really do. I've probably seen almost everything on there by now.
probably me too.
So what do you feel like is important in your life? What things do you hold value?
Family, friends.
Family and friends, they are really important. I think especially during these times, being able to talk to people, staying connected with family and friends. We're lucky to have, you know, be in such a time that we are now where when COVID hits, we're still able to connect with family and friends through like social media. We can use Zoom. We can call each other. Even writing letters is it's definitely important. And I agree. And I think that was all of the questions we had prepared.
Okay.
But did you have any other things that you would like to share with anybody who might be listening to a podcast that would maybe help them if they're going through a difficult time during COVID?
Yeah, and Disney Channel commercials. We're all this in a team. We are never alone.
I like that a lot.
That message is strong for, you know, a lot of people as we, you know, kind of go through the roughest part of this. So thank you for sharing those words. We appreciate you. Thank you for sitting down to chat with us and talking to us about your experiences with acting and giving such great advice.
I do too.
If you are interested in coming in and chatting with us on the podcast again, you're always welcome. Thank you for being such a great guest.